Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom. The Omar Rabbi Babachino Sovim Mishved Rav Hamispalo Kshu Koyreya. When a person davens and he bows down, you bow down by Hoido, you bow down by Ovis. So you down by Baruch. We know we bow down. Kshu Koyreya Koyreya by Baruch. You bow down by the word Baruch. Kshu Zoykev. When you pick yourself up, your head stands erect, straight up. Zoykev b'Shem. When you say Hashem's name, that's when you're Zoykev. Omar Shmuel, my time in the Rav, what's the reason that you bow down by Baruch and you're upright by Shem? Because it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Zoykev Kfufim. The Eibishter is Zoykev Kfufim. So he stands up erect when it comes by Hashem's name. Meisvei, in fact, more Kasha state Pasuk in Malachi, Mipnei Shmi Nochasu. It says, because of my name Nochas, I'm Bahachno, I'm humble. So you should be below, you should lower your head, not stand upright. So Gemara Miksiv Bishmi, it don't say, when I say Hashem's name, I am Nochas, but Mipnei Shmi, meaning before Hashem's name, I am down, I am Habachno. The word before Hashem's name is Ato. So Ato, you talk about down, or Baruch is two before. That's the question. If you learn, it means Mipnei, it means before, or it means Mipnei Pnei, before the one that's before, by Baruch. Akoponim, we taka bow down our knees by Baruch, and Ato, we bow down our backs all the way. And then by Hashem, we stand up erect. We'll see soon. You have to be up by Hashem. Hashem, it's during Hashem, before Hashem. Pashas the Gemara's Mashmois is like you're saying. You should be stand up by Hashem. Zok the Gemara. The Gemara is going to describe it now. Zok the Gemara. Omalei Shmuel Lechia Barav Baruyin. Baruyin means Tamat Chochem. The Gemara says Baravasena Ubaruyin. Baravasena means and Meyuchas, and by Uri means Talmud Chochem. Tov Emeloch Milsim Al Yisod, the Omer Avucha, I'll tell you over something in the shame of Rav, Hochem Avucha, Kshu Korea Korea Baruch. When you bow down by the word Baruch. And Kshu Zoykev, when you stand up straight, is Zoykev B'Shem. Zok Dumol Yud Beis Omer Beis, Rav Shesh is Ki Kora Kora Kis Chizro. When he used to bow down like a stick. The stick goes down right away in one motion, boom. Kikozokiv, when he stood up erect, when he stood up his body by Hashem's name, Zokiv Kechivyo. Kechivyo is like a snake. Rashi explains the snake picks up his head slowly first. So your head comes up in a slow motion, and that's how it slowly lifts the body. Tosis over here by Varns, and Tosis says, Loi Sagi Bekriya Levad, V'Roshe Zokiv. It's not the Pshat that you can just bow down your body and keep your head up. Meaning, you can have your head up when you're bowing down. That's not correct. Your head has to be down also. That it has to be in Azal Oifen that you should be able to see a coin. Not too much. Okay. The minig is to always stay down. We do it by vidui, but a kapon was a minig to be down the whole Shemoneh Esrei. So if you're going to be down the whole Shemoneh Esrei, it's not going to be nicker that you're doing a kriya midina. You have to make a kriya. If you're down the whole time, there's no kriya. You're not seeing kora. You have to lift his head before you finish the bracha, so it'll be a ma'aseh kriya when you say the baruch. And then you pick yourself up again. Now, the Ben Yoni says that a kriya is a form of yira. When you bow down, it shows fear. And zekifa, standing up, is a sign of bitochen. So it's totally zebezeh. Someone who is biyira is batech b'Hashem. Poshek in Mishlei. Biyiras Hashem, mitach uzi. That is how he learns a pshat in kriya and skifa. The Mogen Avraham Taka says, like we do in Kuf Gimel, that you kriya birkov and ato you shoya, you go down achispak uchul yosef, and that's where noyik. Then it's taka mipnei. There's also taka kim then mipnei. Before Hashem's name is ato and pnei the pnei, what the Mukhi Yosef says is by baruch. That is the original kriya. Zok the Gemara, v'omer Rabbi Bachino, tzov mishmei de Rav.
another memra. Kol hashana kula odem mispalel kel hakodesh. The whole year we say kel hakodesh. Melech ayv tzedakah mishpat. Chutz ma'aser yom shevein rashonim yom kibuim, except for aseres meitshuva shemispal hamelech hakodesh vahamelech hamishpat. Rabbi Lozer Oimer, Afilo Oma Hokela Kodosh, even in Assassin's Mitchell, we see Akela Kodosh, Yotzi Yotze, Shenema Inatchoiser, we pass can you all, we'll see you soon. Shenema, like it says in Posek, Bayig Bashem, Tzvoko is Bamishpat, Bamishpat, which is Roshon, Bamishpat, Vokela Kodosh, Nikdash Mitzdoko, so we see there's a Kimdin of a Kel, even in his man, that the Abish is Tzvoko is Bamishpat. Amos of Yigba Hashem Tzvoko is Bamishpat, Ela says him, Yomish Miroshon Vad Yom Kippurim, Vokoman, it says in the Posek, Kela Kodosh, so that's why, even if you said Akela Kodosh, Yotze. I have a law. What's the hadlocha? Do you say Amelech HaKodesh, you have to be choyzer or not? Omer Rav Yosef, Akel HaKodesh, Amelech HaYitzok HaMishpat. Even Aseres Meitshuva, you say Akel HaKodesh, according to Rav Yosef. And you say Amelech HaYitzok HaMishpat. Rabba Omar, we pass it like Rabba, Hamelech HaKodesh, Vamelech HaMishpat. V'hilchsek Rabba, we take say Amelech HaKodesh, and we are machzirin when you say Akel HaKodesh, and we say Amelech HaMishpat, and for that we grant it not machzirin. Zok Teisvus. And if he did not say it correctly, you have to be choyzer taka. Now Tosfos says you're choyzer for both, even for Amelech HaMishpat. In Shulchan Aruch, we don't pass like that, because it's really machlokes Rishonim over here. Rabbi Yonah says that Hokel HaKodesh Yemachzir, and Melech Oyv Tzedakah Mishpat, you're not machzir. And that's taka, because you might see being masker malchius. And that's how the Ramah passes in Kuf Yud Ches. And there's other shittas. The Beheitev brings that the Knesset HaGdol holds that if, let's say, during the year you said Amelech HaKodesh, then ain machzirin. If you said Amelech HaKodesh during the year, you're not machzirin. There's other shittas. The Ramah in Alf Sezuta said you are choyzer even during the year. The Ravid Tur brings the Ravid Tufkuf Bebeis that be the Eved, even Roshon, if you say like Kel HaKodesh, you're not choyzer, like one of the Tzadim in the Gemara. The Motcha brings that sad, but La Halacha, the Ramah says, HaMelech B'choyza, and HaMelech Oiv Tzedakah Mishpat, we are not. Now there's a M'chush Dik Chshita that's brought down in Chaya Odom. All the poskim discuss this. Chaya Odom brings a psak din of Reb Abele Pasvilo. He was one of the Dayanim in Vilna. And he says that if someone forgot to say on Rosh Hashanah, even though Ramah says Yechoyza, for HaMelech HaKodesh, if you said HaKel HaKodesh, you're machzirin oisoy. If you forgot to say HaMelech HaKodesh Rosh Hashanah by night, you're not machzirin oisoy. Why is the night different than the day? In the day, he agrees you're machzirin. Because just like by Yalav Yovo, if you forget to say the Haskorah on Rosh Hashanah, it's ein machzirin by night, and by day you are, by night not, because ein mekachin chodesh balaylo. So HaMelech HaKodesh is the Haskorah of Rosh Chodesh of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, after all, is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So HaMelech HaKodesh is that day's Haskara, just like ein mekachin chodesh balaylo. So HaMelech HaKodesh by night is mechadesh, you know, machzirin oisoy. All the poets can bring this to Abela. It's a big chiddush in Pesach Din.
Have anything to do with Tzvilas Aros Rishus?
He doesn't say that. I hear you're saying a different nekuda. Tzvilas Aros Rishus, that's also why maybe ein machzir noisa. Zog the Gemara v'omer Rabbi Barchino sove mishmei derav. Kol she'ef sheloi levakish rachem al chaver. If someone is able to damn for someone else, that's ill. Ve'enem evakish nikra choyte, he's called a choyte. She'nemar, like it says in the Pasuk in Shmuel, gam onoichi cholil li michatoy l'Hashem michdoy lispalel ba'adchem. So it's considered a chet if you don't damn for someone else. Omer ovev im tamat chochemu. If the person that's ill is a tamat chochem, tzorch shiyach la'atzmi olav, you have to make yourself sick for him. You have to be mitzar b'tzorosoy at kadei kach that you get sick over it. My time ilay mishum nechsev ve'ein choyle mikem ve'ein ve'goyle es oznai. It says over there, ve'ein choyle mikem, ve'goyles oznai, which implies that you had to mamish get yourself sick over it, just talking about by a melech over there. So Gemara, by Shmuel over there, maybe it's different. Dilma melech shiny. Ela mehocha, from a different pasuk. Va'ani b'chaloysom levushi. So it says clearly, a lashon of choyle for a talmud chochem. Zok gemol va omer rabbe bachina sovim shmeid rab kol oise dvar avera mis bayish boy if sovim doesn't avera is embarrassed about avera moich like al kol avay noy sovim gewaldige chiddush a person can go through his whole life about avera he's embarrassed he turns red about an avera that he did moich like al kol avay noy sovim the question is showing him it doesn't mean all his averas it means that avera al kaponim is a gewaldige mechila you get for being embarrassed. What's the pshat could be because being embarrassed is if someone is not embarrassed that means he's totally disconnected from the chomer of the avera. Someone who's embarrassed, it has a fundamental effect on him. Someone who's embarrassed from Avera, it has a, not just remorse, it has a fundamental effect on him because his body turns red or white when a person's embarrassed. That means internally, he's embarrassed about the Avera so much so that it changes his essence. Someone that changes his essence, that's Taka Moshman Kalav and Oysof. It's the Mechila because he's Taka changing. It's Metzias internally is changing and it's affecting him.
Strong form of remorse.
Okay? Correct? Zog the Gemara. Kol ois dvar avera misbayish b'mechla kol avan oisof. Shenema, leman tizkiri uboishes ubashto ubashli yom imbaris v'licho oit pischoim peh b'mnei klimosecho b'kaprilach l'chol asher osisi osison u'ma Hashem alikim. Zog the Gemara, what's the raya? Dilma tzibu shayni. Over there was a tzibu dikadim. Not a yochid. Ela me'ochot says by Shmuel v'yoyim Shmuel el Shol. Shol took Shmuel Anovi. He took him after he was nifter ready in order to be misyayitz with him. When he didn't know what to do, there's no Urim Betum anymore after he killed the Kohanim, Ir Kohanim, Noiv. So Lomi Gastoni, why did you anger me? Lahalos Oisi. Ayoyim Shol, Tzalim Oid, Amin Tzar, Uplishtim Lachomimbi. Hashem saw me olai. Hashem removed himself. I don't know what to do. I need your help. Now he did not say that I asked the Urim Betumim. Why didn't he ask the Urim Betumim? You know why? Because he needed a coin for the Urim Betumim. So he was embarrassed about that. That's why he didn't mention it. And how do we know that he was taka forgiven? Because it says Shmuel told him, "You will be with me, Imi." So we see, because he was embarrassed and not mentioned the Urim Betumim that he wasn't answered for, because he was embarrassed because he killed the Kahanim, Ian Noivir Kahanim. So he zoicha the end to Imi Mechitzosi. Zok demav Rabbanon Ami Mocha different pasuk. V'hoi Kanum LaShem beGivah Shol beChir HaShem. That by Shol it says over there. V'hoi Kanum LaShem beGivah Shol. Yotza Baskov Omro beChir HaShem. That he's a beChir HaShem. After his sons were taken away from him, and it was taka a busha, and that was taka called the bechira Hashem. There was a mechila. Omer Rabavo ba zutrosa. Omer Rav Yudah bar zvida. Bikshu likvoya pashas bolak bechira Shema. A new din. They wanted to put pashas bolak before we talked about the sasa divras. Now he said they wanted to put the pasha bolak in kishma. Umre maloi kavua. Why didn't they put pashas bolak in kishma? Bishum teirach tzibur, teirach tzibur. The ganze pasha bolak is a long pasha. Imagine extending davening to another few prokim in chumash in pasha bolak, teirach tzibur. Oh, what's the shaykes bolak to kishma? Zok the gemara. My timer. What's the connection? Ilem bishum dechsev ki itichzibo el maitzimim mitzrayim. So, and that's the connection to Kriyashma, which we mentioned, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Pasha Tzitzis. So, Lema Pasha's Ribbis, Pasha Mishkolos. Pasha's Ribbis, it says Yitzias Mitzrayim next to it. Pasha Mishkolos, it says Asher Tzeis Yitzchem at the end of the Pasuk. So, what if they come out to Pasuk because Yitzias Mitzrayim? Zog Dumora, the Chsib and Yitzias Mitzrayim, but then it also says Yitzias Mitzrayim. Elam Rabbi Yosef Ravin, the mile of Bolok, why we would have implemented it in Pasha Shmaiz, Bishum the Chsib Be Haikro, there's a Pasuk in Bolok. Kora Shochav Kari, Ukolovi Miyakimenu. Korah Shochav Kari, which is similar to Beshoch Bechov Kumecha. We go to sleep like an Ari, Ukolovi Mikemeno, and we get up like a Lovi. So that shows we get up for Torah and Mitzvahs. Amish Bezrizus, Beshoch Bechov Kumecha. So that is, like Rashi brings, we put on Tfilin, Tzitzis, Talis in the morning right away. So that is why we would have implemented it, and it's connected to Beshoch Bechov Kumecha. So just say that pasuk. What if to get a whole pasuk of bolak and teirach tzibur? Just say that pasuk. If that's the whole connection. So Gemara, give me a kol pasuk. The pasuk of Moshe Rabbeinu paskinon. We can't make our own new pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu made a pasuk called pasuk bolak. You can't make your own pasuk. Just that pasuk.
Isn't that a rule on sukkim though? I don't know. Why can't I just delay one whole?
He's saying usually it's pasuk of Moshe is taking a half a pasuk. Is that the whole pasuk? Korash, say that whole pasuk. Say that whole pasuk. Here, Zok the Gemara kol pasuk parsh. Here the Gemara is saying even not just in the pasuk kol parsh the pasuk Moshe. Correct. Kol parsh the pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu paskino loy pasuk Moshe Rabbeinu loy paskino. Now this is what Tosfos says. What the chiddush is in parsh. The Gemara says is korash shochav kari. The Maisa, it's still shver. We make a whole to-do of Bikshu Lachnisa B'Pashas Bolok. What's in Pashas Kriyashma? It's so important. So you mentioned Shachvul Kumecha. So the Pnei Yeshua, Rechsam Sefer, and they discuss and they say it's more than that. The Novi says, Am Yischorna Masha Osam Bilag Mem. So this Mamasha Haskar, Pei Shu says, there's a Haskar Bepe, you have to say it every day. What's the whole to do about this passage that we make such a thing about it that is Mamasha Mitzvah Schira? So the Chassam Seif in Shuvah, the last Shuvah in Yoreh Day, he says, because if you think about what took place over there, there was, like the Gemara says, Leman Das Tzitkas Hashem. There was a Gevaldige Tzitkas Hashem, not just like the Gemara said earlier, Hashem didn't get angry, so he's Mechavan the Shah. There was a Tzitkas Hashem that we didn't even know about it that we were saved. Klaiso was on the bottom of the hill. Bullock and Bilam, they were on the top of the hill. And they wanted a shelter, they wanted to be Mekal Klal Yisrael, and Hashem didn't allow it to take place. It was a nest that took place without our Yediyah. Here's one of the rise term in the Shemayim. How do we know what happened on the top of the hill? Because it was Nizgalot to Moshe Rabbeinu. So it was an additional Nekuda in the nest that we didn't even know that we saved. Zok Tachsam Sefer, how many times do we go in the street? We don't know what could have been in store for us, and we were saved. So that's why it's so important. They want to be Machnesit even in Parshas Kriyashma. Zok Tesis, Big Shilik Voy Parshas, Bolik Parshas Kriyashma, Vnei Malik Vua, Isi B'Yushalmi. The Oysan Gimel Parshas, what is Taka, the Parshas of Kriyashma that we were Misakin? She Tiknu B'Kriyashma, Fish Behen, Aser Sadibras, V'Ayin Boy Tim Tzakoil. The Yushalmi says, Aser Sadibras, Omerumas in Kriyashma. So I looked at the Yushalmi, says as follows. Onoich Hashem Alkecho, that's Shema Yisrael. Lo Yelcho is Hashem Echod, Lo Yelcho. Lo Yisisa Shem Hashem, is vohafta. Why? Man the rochim the malko le machshav le mishtabach b'shmei. If you rochim the malko, you don't use his name in vain. That's lisiso. Schoyes yom Shabbos is le man tizkeru v'asisa mekom etzvoisoi. Shabbos is shkulu kenei kol hamitzvos. Kabbalas avicha is le man yirbu yameichem. We know the zariches yomim. Lo yisirtzach is v'avaret mehera. Why? Because man the kotel miskatel. And loisinov is loisuach elavavchem. Loisignov is vasafte de gonecho, but loidigan chavercho. Loisan abrechet shoker is ani Hashem alikechem emes, because emes and not edu sheker. And loisachmoit is almazuzes beisecho, but loid beis chaverecho. That's how Yerushalmi is meramis ases adibris in Kriyashma. Zog de gemor.
What is
coming to do over here? I'm just saying. Tosis is coming to say, we're saying why Bolok we want to do and that we didn't. So what's that unique about the ones that are mentioned? Why tzitzis? What's up? Why these parshas? And what's all these parshas? These are psukim. Betzim is not one long parsha. Kriyashma, we say. Zok to Yishalmi, aseres adibis and merumas in them. Zok to Gemara, parshas tzitzis. We lemaise parshas tzitzis we do put in. After all, tzitzis loves man, tzitzis balaylo. So why do we say tzitzis b'shoch b'chor? Why do we say parsha tzitzis? Parsha tzitzis b'may kavua, zok b'gemara, omer av yudah b'chaviva m'pnei sheyesh b'chamisha dvorim. There's five unique aspects in parsha tzitzis. Number one, tzitzis, mitzvah tzitzis. That's not part of the cheshman. Don't see the six if you count tzitzis. Tzitzis is a gufa shel mikra. That's pshut shel mikra. So what's merumas in tzitzis? Besides mitzvah tzitzis, yitzis mitzrayim, one. Oil mitzvahs. V'das minim, the Gemara is going to explain each one where you see them in the pasuk. Yitzias Mitzrayim, oil mitzvahs, v'das minim, hil ravera v'hil ravera zora. Those are the five. Zok Gemara, bishla mahani tlas mefashin. It's straight out of the pasuk. Number one, oil mitzvahs d'chsev, u'ri'isem oisum v'schatim is kol mitzvah Hashem. So that's oil mitzvahs. Tzitzis d'chsev, v'osalim tzitzis akam v'bigdechim. Yitzias Mitzrayim d'chsev, asher otzeisi esram eretz Mitzrayim. El adas minim, hil ravera v'hil ravera zora menolon. So that's das minus. So we see ein alikim. That's minus. Achenechem zu hil ravera. Shenem arva yoyim hashim shenal oviv. Oy so kachli ki hi yeshor beinai. So it's hil ravera. Atem zoynim ze hil ravoy de zore. V'cheinu oymer vayiznu achi abaylim. So loshen of yiznu is going on hil ravoy de zore. Zog the Mishnah. Maskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim Baleilois. We are maskir Yitzis Mitzrayim every single night in the Parsha Vayomer. Ki Yedua, Chaim Brisker said, we say that every Pesach by night, that Pesach by night is a din of Sipur, and every night is only a din of Haskorah. The difference between Sipur and Askara is Sipur is the Shaila v'tshuva, manishtano. Second thing is Sipur requires mitchilo avid avodah zarah, you have to maskil b'gnus. And third thing is Sipur requires taimi ha-mitzvahs. We talk about Pesach Matzah Moral, Shuma. That is why Sipur is different than Schira. Schira is just mentioning it, and that we do every night. The Magen Avraham says in Siman Ayin that Noshim, that are potter from Kriyashma, because Mitzvah is man groma, but when it comes to Askos, it says Mitzrayim, they're Chayev. Why? Because after all, it's, since we're saying now Maskir, it says Mitzrayim Balaylois, it's not man groma, it's Laila and Yoim, so Noshim should be Chayev. Avinoy Boris Hanes, correct. And they should have to say Emes V'yatziv every night. Lemaisa, the Shagasai and Simeon Gimel says Lemaisa Noshim don't say Emes V'emun every night. They don't say Emes V'yatziv if they mechuyev in Schiris Mitzrayim. So he says, because he says alumnus, he says that true it says this is Askara B'layla, Askara B'yoyim. Kriyashma is also B'shoch B'ruv K'mecha, but it's called Zman Groma because it's a specific time. So he says the Laila Dik Askara and the Yoim Dik Askara is different Askaras. So Mela the Laila is specific B'layla, so it makes it Zman Groma. It's not the Peshat, it's a 24-hour period you have to be Zoychi, it's Mitzrayim. It's B'layla, U'maskin B'layla, U'bayomim. So it's Zman Groma, so that's when Noshim L'maisa don't do it. Not like the Magen Avraham. Zok the Mishnah Maskin, it says Mitzrayim Balelos. Omer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Hareini Kben Shivim Shana. He wasn't really 70. Rashi brings over here, Baal of Seva, Yoim Shaviro Ram Gamliel, Menis Yusoi. He became older. Famous Medrash, turned white. And this is the date Ben Doim Adash in this. Va'oisa Yoim Dosh Ben Zoim Zog Rashi. Hareini Kben Shivim Shana, Veloi Zechis Shtomi, it says Mitzrayim Balelos. I never understood why Mitzias Mitzrayim should be said at night. They're saying Maskin, it says Mitzrayim Balelos. Why? Where's the pasuk Balelois? Don't say anywhere that he said at night. Achidosha ben Zoymish and Emma, Laman Tiskos Yemtseis Chametz Mitzrayim. After all, the Yitzir was in the daytime. So why should you have to mask a Balelo? We said the Ikkechi Pazim was in the day of Mitzrayim. So the original Havmini let them out, but they went out in the Yom. So Laman Tiskos Yemtseis Chametz Mitzrayim. So Kol Yemecha Yemecha, the extra Hebrew of the word Kol, Yemecha Yecha Yomim, Kol Yemecha Yecha Halelois, that's Ben Dorsha's Ben Zoymish Drosha, that it's Marbe Lailois. The Chum argue. Chum say no. It's only talking about in the daytime, not at night. And call is marbe something else. This is going to be askor of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Zog mo tanya omel ben zoymel chachomim. Chimaskin Yitzis Mitzrayim. The Moisa Mashiach. Since when we were maskin Yitzis Mitzrayim and it comes to Mashiach. Valoi kvar nema, it says, the Novi says, in Yirmiyah, Hine yomim boim num Hashem, Valoi oimru oitche Hashem asher helas b'nei Yisrael met Mitzrayim. We will not recall the Yitzis Mitzrayim anymore. Ki'im, but rather, Che Hashem asher helav asher hevi ezera beis Yisrael me'eretz tzvoyno. That we came me'eretz tzvoyno. After Mechemes Gog and Magog, u'mikol ha-rotzois, kibbutz goliois, asher yedachtim shom. So what are you telling me that you be masking lost love? You might say Mashiach kon chachomim. Amru loy, loy she to oki yitzis Mitzrayim koyma. The pasuk doesn't mean that it will totally be uprooted and not mentioned at all. Elash tehei shibud malchus ikur yitzis Mitzrayim tofel loy. The ikur is going to be talking about that we take him from shibud malchus and yitzis Mitzrayim is tofel is secondary. Ki yoyts about the oimer like we find in the pasuk la yikra shimcha oid Yaakov. Your name should not be Yaakov anymore. Kim Yisrael Yishmecha. That doesn't mean it's uprooted the name Yaakov. It's nit tofel to the name, the Ikka name of Yisrael. Zog the Gemara, that if you'd give him an Aleph, Loish Yaak, Yaakov, and Koimoy, it doesn't mean that Yaakov's name will be totally uprooted. Eli Yisrael, Ikka of Yaakov, Tofaloi. Vecheni Oymen, like we find in the Pasuk. Altis Kuri Shoynes, Vekadmonius, Altis Boinu. Altis Kuri Shoynes, Ashibud Malchius. That's talking about the Shibud Malchius we had. Vekadmonius, Altis Boinu, Zuitsius Mitzrayim. So that means that we see that it's mentioned, but it's not the Ikka anymore. Hinni Oyse Chadosh, Ata Titzmach. This is referring to Mechemes Goy Gomogog. That will be mentioned, Losed Lovoy, and much less than the Nisim of Yitzis Mitzrayim. Moshe Lema David, the famous Moshe, that what is this compared to? La'odam Shoyim Halach Bederech U'Pogabay Ze'ev. There's different gesoys. The Gemara Navi Rizor Teis over there says Pogabay Doiv. Doiv is the remes to Poras, Melech Poras. But over here the Gemara says Ze'ev, Pogabay Ze'ev. V'nitzim imenu. A person is saved from the Ze'ev. So what does he do when he's saved? He talks about the tremendous nest that he was saved from the wolf. He continues walking, not his lucky day, this guy, and he gets and he finds an ari that's about to attack him, a lion. He was saved from the ari. So now obviously he talks about the nest that took place with the ari. He doesn't mention the what's called the zev anymore. Then it says, he comes across a nochosh. V'nitzumen, he was saved from the nochosh. Shochach ma'isah shneim. Now he forgot about the ari, and he forgot about the zev, and now he only talks about the nochosh. V'yimesap v'holich ma'isah nochosh. Afkach Yisrael tzoras achoynus meshakas arishoynus. The later tzoras make us forget about the tzoras arishoynus. Now, this big discussion in the Mefarshim, what do these animals refer to? The Ari is Pari in Nebuchadnezzar, because Liba of Apari was like a Leva of Ari. Doiv is Melech Poras, Nochesh is Edom. Lemaisa, there's a diak in this Gemara, I saw the Pirush of the riff on the Ein Yankiv. He says that why does it say by the first Mashal and the second Mashal, you met a Zev and you were saved, you spoke about it. You met an Ari, you were saved, you spoke about it. By the third one, by the Nochesh, you forgot about the first two. When it came to the second one, you didn't forget about the first. Only by the third one, it says you forget about the first two. What's the pshat? So he says, Gevaldik. He says that the Ari and the Zev, their way of battle is very similar. The Ari and the Zev are under attack in a very similar way. They devour their prey. There's no different type of melchama. There's no different tactic when they battle. The Nochesh is a whole different way. And Nochesh is very sly. It's a whole different way of fighting. So he says, that's the pshat over here. That the Nimshel is very good. All the other Shibudim are similar tactics. But the Nochash, Milchemes Goig Magoig, we should be saved and spared. But Milchemes Goig Magoig is going to be a whole different type of battle. And that's going to be, we're going to forget all the previous Shibudim and Malchus and all the Tzoras that we had from all the Milchomers. And that's why it's Taka V'Shochach and you Taka forget. Let's finish till the end of the Perek. Zog the Gemara, Avram, who Avraham. Avram is really Avraham. Originally was an Av only for the city of Aram Narayim, but the Pesach Nasa Av L'chol Ha'olam Kulohi. Sorai, he's Sorah. B'tchila Nasa Sorai L'umosa, only specifically for a nation. But the Pesach Nasa Sorah L'chol Ha'olam Kulohi. Tony Bakapara, Kolakoyga L'Avraham. That's a connection to the previous Gemara. We said that Yimashakeach, Yaakov, Yisrael. So now we're going to the other names. Tony Bakapara, Kolakoyga L'Avraham, Avram, Oyve Be'esei. Shenemar, Voyashimcha Avram. So it's an essay. His name is Avraham, not Avram. Rabbi Eliezer Oimel, Oiva Belavi, Oimel Lav, Shenema, Veloi Kora Oida Shimcha Avram, it's a Lav, Elameato, Hakurla Sora Sarai. If you call Sora Sarai, Hochanami, you're going to be Oiva on a Lav, because the Torah says Loi Sikra. So Gemara Hosam Kuchabrichu, Oimel Avram. The Avish was talking to Avram, do not call her Sarai, but not to Klai Yisrael, not to call her Sarai. Sorai ishtachol leisikre shmo sorai ki sorai shmo. Elamiata zok demora hakur le Yaakov Yaakov achanami. You even ask if you call Yaakov after he was called Yisrael. Zok demora shiny hosom. The hoder ahadreka. The pasuk himself, the Eved himself calls Yaakov again Yaakov after he was called Yisrael. Dichsev vayoyim alikim leYisrael b'maras halaylo vayoyim Yaakov Yaakov. You call him Yaakov Yaakov. Mosav Rabbi Yosef bar Ovin v'item Rabbi Yosef bar Zvido. Ato hu Hashem alikim. Hashem b'char to ba'Avram. It says clearly he's called Avram. I thought you're over the essay. So the Mora Amalei, Hosam Novi would come aside to Shafchei the Rachmona. My the Havim Mikora. The Novi is describing the Shvach of the Eibushter that he chose Avram originally, and he made him into Avraham, and that's why it's not considered that he called him that way. He's recounting the original name when he chose him, what he was called then. Hadan Loch Me'Emesai, Hadan Loch Me'Emesai, Hadan Loch Me'Emesai. Tomorrow we'll start the new Perek Daf Yud Gimel. The new tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll chaza the whole first barak, the first 12 blot, 11 blot. Don't people say